Ramayana, Act 3, Chapter 7. Ravana enters the fray. Scene 4. Ravana fails to carry away Lakshman. Ravana then looked around and saw Lakshman. He directed his chariot driver to go quickly toward the prince. Lakshman saw him approach and called out, "Here I am, ready to do battle with you, O king of the Rakshasas. Leave aside these monkeys. Fight with me." Ravana shouted back, "It is fortunate indeed that you have fallen within my sight. Today you shall meet your end at my hands. Fight with all your strength, Raghava." Ravana addressed him derisively as a descendant of the powerful King Raghu. "What is the use of your bragging, Ravana? Those who are actually strong do not engage in such idle talk. O sinful one, I know of your valor and power. Now, stand firmly and fight, for the hour of your demise draws near." Ravana immediately shot 7 beautifully pruned arrows at Lakshman. The prince instantly responded with 7 arrows of his own, which struck down Ravana's shafts from the air. Again and again, Ravana released deadly arrows, but Lakshman cut them all down. The demon was astonished at Lakshman's speed and skill. Ravana became incensed and fired more and more arrows in swift succession. Lakshman responded with numbers of his own. From his fully drawn bow, he shot at Ravana arrows that shone like fire and which flew with the velocity of lightning. Suddenly, seeing an opportunity, Ravana released a celestial arrow that penetrated Lakshman's defenses and struck him on the forehead. Lakshman reeled and his grip on his bow loosened. Crouching down for only a moment, he recovered his senses and stood up, instantly releasing an arrow which cut Ravana's bow into 2 pieces. The prince then shot 3 sharp-pointed arrows which hit Ravana on the chest and made him swoon. When Ravana regained his senses, he took up his chariot and a huge javelin he had taken from the gods. He hurled it at great force at Lakshman, and the javelin spread through the air, emitting fire and sparks. Lakshman struck the javelin with his arrows, but it coursed on and hit him full in the chest. Stunned by the javelin, Lakshman fell down fainting. As he lay there, burning in agony, Ravana quickly ran up to him and attempted to take him captive. The demon violently caught hold of Lakshman with his 20 arms and tried to lift him. But despite exerting himself with all his power, Ravana was unable to even raise the prince's arms. He fell back in amazement and quickly leaped back onto his chariot. Hanuman, who had been observing the battle between Ravana and Lakshman, took up the opportunity to jump onto Ravana's chariot. Whirling his 2 fists, he struck the demon on the chest, making a sound like a great thunderclap, which filled the four quarters. Ravana fell to his knees, blood flowing from his mouths, eyes, and ears. He lost consciousness and sank motionless to the floor of his chariot. The gods and rishis, witnessing Hanuman's incredible feat, shouted in joy. Feeling anxiety for Lakshman, Hanuman left aside his dazed foe. He quickly leaped down and gathered up Lakshman in his arms. The monkey easily lifted the prince, although Ravan, the lifter of Mount Kailas, had not been able to budge him. Hanuman carried the unconscious Lakshman into Ram's presence. Ram ran his hand over his brother's face, and slowly Lakshman came back to consciousness. Ram then said, "O brother, the demon tried to take you captive, but that sinful being could not lift you, protected as you are by virtue. I cannot brook this attack upon you, dear brother. I shall immediately go and destroy this demon." Hearing this, Hanuman folded his palms. "My lord, please mount upon my back and allow me to carry you to Ravana. Fight the demon from my back, just as Vishnu fights upon Garuda." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.